Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, Humble Bay Fire responded to a two-alarm structure fire at 5th Street that resulted in one victim being transported to the hospital for serious burn injuries. Three engines, one ladder truck, and two battalion chiefs arrived at 117 5th Street and saw the second floor of a two-story mixed company building on fire, with apartments on that floor being affected. When the 2nd Battalion Chief arrived, they reported a burn victim had escaped the building and was located in the alley. Medical personnel treated the victim for serious burn injuries and was then transported to the hospital. The fire was quickly contained to its origins, but all apartments on the second floor sustained smoke damage. The exact cause of the fire is unknown at this time, and the investigation is ongoing. Former local congressman Don Clausen passed away over the weekend at the age of 91. Clausen was born in Ferndale in 1923 and graduated from Ferndale High School. Clausen had a lengthy list of achievements as he started a flight school and ambulance charter service at the Del Norte County Airport, where the terminal still displays his name. After Clausen served as a member of the Del Norte County Board of Supervisors for 7 years, he served in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1963 to 1982. His time in Congress included serving on the Public Works and Transportation Committee and working as a director of special projects with the Federal Aviation Administration. His work in Congress also included creating the Redwood National Park and expanding it. District Supervisor Estelle Fennell said that Don's efforts made the community, the North Coast, and the state better places, and he will be missed and remembered. Humboldt State University housing was again the subject of shaky weather conditions. After a section of the campus apartments was struck by a large section of a redwood tree due to heavy winds early this morning. No injuries were reported, and while building work is in progress, 202 students have been relocated. Most of these students are going to the campus's West Gymnasium, and cots and other necessities will be provided to these students. Professional staff will be on hand throughout the night to assist the students as well. So far, as many as half the students are expected to stay in the gymnasium, while other students stay with a friend. On Friday, 19 students were moved to new rooms in campus resident halls following a minor landslide on Granite Avenue. The university has been cautious in keeping part of Cypress Hall and part of the parking lot closed due to trees that have been leaning following the slide. McKinleyville High School has been selected as a top AFS high school by the AFS USA. The AFS is a nonprofit organization that has been leading in international high school student exchanges for more than 65 years. The organization each year gives out this award to high schools who have excelled in promoting global competency and working to prepare students to engage in an increasingly interconnected world. The award includes the opportunity for students of these high schools to compete for $1,000 scholarships to any 2015 AFS Study Abroad program. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news. Here's Dan Squire.
In this month's Our Community News, we'll continue to look at the economic health in the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. In January, we reported on some of the key economic indicators, such as government sales tax revenue, expenditures, and liabilities. This month, we'll stick with that same theme with a look ahead as local governments continue to search for ways to balance what they spend with the revenue they generate. In Humboldt County, the concern for the Board of Supervisors is to deal with a structural deficit in the county budget, but drastic budget cuts will not be needed. The county's general fund is expected to get a boost from the passage of Measure Z, the half-cent sales tax measure that was approved by voters in November. That money will be used primarily for public safety, and there are indications it could exceed the forecasted $6 million in revenue. In addition, property taxes, of which more than two-thirds go to local schools, are expected to rise as well to more than $40 million for the current fiscal year, money that is needed for services throughout our communities.
Thank you, Dan. This morning, sheriff's deputies from the Drug Enforcement Unit and Drug Task Force agents served a search warrant at Rainbow Mini Storage Units near the intersection of Highway 101 and Indianola Road. Deputies found a storage unit that contained garbage bags and several plastic 55-gallon barrels from the floor to the ceiling of the storage unit that contained 535 pounds of processed marijuana. No arrests have been made at this time. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.